A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
Today's episode, we have my friend Loretta, a mum of four and a very busy person.
I think mum of four, automatically busy person.
Yes.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
How are you going, Mandy?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm good, but I was shocked to see you, wasn't I?
I know. I'm wearing a skirt because I saw it was going to be 18 today and I thought, oh, I'll get my legs out. And then I was like, it's cold.
It's cold. It's 15 and feels like 11. So for those of you following along with our weather chat, Mandy really has gone early into spring. I don't actually think skirts come out till mid-September.
I know. I think I've got some spring vibes today.
But it's
anyway, I thought anyway, 18.
But you know what? Yesterday I went outside and I was like, I'm not cold.
Yes, that's right. I didn't wear a scarf yesterday while I was working.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I've normally been really cold.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yes, it was lovely. We came out of basketball last night. One of the mums, I said, it's light. Last week when we came out of here, it was dark. So maybe winter is going.
Yeah, we've got to get through August.
August is my worst month.
I know. Yeah. But I've been noticing that I'm putting the chickens away later.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I came out and the sun was up.
Although
anyway,
it's been windy last night, doom and disaster. The chicken coop door blew shut. So they're all just standing at the door. Anyway, I saved them. I let them in.
Cute chickens. Yeah. So we're here today. We've got someone in the pod bar.
Yeah, exciting.
Would you like to say hello?
Hello, everybody.
Just introduce yourself.
I'm Loretta. Yes, as Mandy said, mum of four. Busy person, always doing something.
Yeah.
Enjoying my week this week as my husband is away at the snow.
Yes.
Oh. It's like my favourite week of the year.
Yes.
And he hasn't been for a few years.
Which mountain is he at?
He's at Bogong.
Oh, right, right. He's like cross country,
back country. Yeah.
He's fit, I assume.
He likes to think so.
He was.
Has he got any kids with him? Or
No, kids.
He just goes on his own?
With a big group of people.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Wow.
So, it's his favourite week as well.
Yeah.
But probably not for the same reasons as it's mine.
Yeah. And has he not been able to go the last 2 years?
No.
Yeah. So all these things are a big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, you can see Bogong from Falls Creek. It's right all up there together.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'll mind you, the weather's been ordinary. Has he been messaging or
no service? I have heard from him a couple of times and they've been out and about, so that's good. But I think, they are expecting
some storm
and it was a bit windy yesterday. But the sky's been fairly clear, which is good.
Good. Awesome. All right. And our first question is, do you have any songs or a band or music that either lifts you up in the bad times or you go to in the good times?
Yeah, well, I have plenty, actually. My whole playlist is pretty happy, you know, awesome. bit of ABBA, Bublé, Queen. Yeah. Gotta love Queen.
Yeah. Awesome.
But the one I know that gets the whole family up and rocking around our place, Rock Lobster. B-52s. It's so fun.
I love B-52s.
I don't think we've got a B-52s on the
playlist. Don't. How can you be miserable listening to that?
Shack. No, Rock Lobster.
Come on. It's ridiculous.
No. Awesome.
It's a completely ridiculous song. But
it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Arnie Lacey will pop that
into
the playlist. Yep,
she will. It'll be on the playlist. Okay. And what about, did you win any awards at school?
I don't think I did. I remember coming second once. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was devastated because I wrote 22 books in a term.
What do you mean you wrote them?
Well, we had to write books. It was like a competition.
What
to see
year
who
are we in?
I think grade four.
Okay. Yeah.
And I wrote 22 and what? I got beaten by somebody who wrote 26.
What?
I was devastated.
Their mum probably helped.
Probably. Mine were illustrated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you still got them?
No, probably not. Oh, no, knowing my mum, yes, probably.
Yeah, that is rough. Yeah. To have written that many books and still get beaten.
Yeah, they're probably only like them? 6 pages. Stapled ones, yeah.
You can imagine them all. Yeah. I used to love doing that.
Same.
I totally deserved an award.
You did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. We should have been one. Nowadays, they'd be first, second and third.
Yes.
You know, back when we grew up,
it was just ruthless. Bad luck, 22 wasn't enough.
22. That was a lot.
22. Yes.
What were they all about?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure, well, my favourite names at the time were Geraldine and Josephine, so I'm pretty sure they featured a lot.
You know what? They're not bad names. Bring back Geraldine, I'd say.
I was obsessed.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I loved the name Kelly. I thought it was like really cool.
Right.
But all I wanted was a little girl called Callie.
Did you?
Yeah, I know. Who knows
like
why?
How did you spell it?
I don't even know. I just thought it sounded cool.
It's very American, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, I did not. Well, you don't know because you don't know the names of my children, but there's no Callie in there.
Yes, no.
So I got past that.
Well, I always wanted Molly from a country practice.
Yeah.
So.
Fair.
Yes.
Yeah, so you sort of got it.
Yeah, well, it is a middle name. So
I never wanted Buzz and Woody.
Oh dear.
Anyway, and our big, most important question, why are you a PE?
Well, Reese, born at 26 weeks and with cerebral palsy, spastic diplegia. So, and I have also two ADHD kiddies as well.
Yeah. You're a proper PE.
Yeah, you are a proper PE.
Hard working.
Yes, you are. You're a hard working PE. You've earned your pea stripes,
you really
as they
have.
Say.
Oh, thank you.
You're in.
You're in.
Awesome.
We accept you.
Well, Loretta and I met in, I don't know when. My girls were in grade four and we met on Team Victoria with our kids in athletics.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, Canberra was Canberra. Our first. Yeah, the Dust Bowl at Canberra.
Yes, that's right. And so from then on, we've just been friends. We all hit it off. We had a massive laugh at the pool one night. Yep. And we just never, we were friends from then on.
Do your kids do the same events or?
Pretty much. Yeah. Reese has cerebral palsy. Mm. Always say with brackets, spastic diplegia.
Yes.
Yep. So yeah, our kids get shoved into everything, every single event. I remember Canberra being so busy. I was really looking forward to Canberra because I haven't been since I was a little girl and I was going to go here and I was going to go and look at this and I was going to go and look at that. We did a tour of the sites, like a drive-by tour. That's all we had time for because the kids had to be at the track every single day, pretty much all day long.
It must have been exhausting.
Yeah, and I reckon there were like 13 events perhaps that they were involved in over the 3 days.
And what time of year is this?
December.
So was it warm?
Yeah, it was
hot. It was very hot.
It was very hot. Mm. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Wow.
And but it was, it was our first time being in Team Vic. Was it your first time?
Yeah, it was our first time as well.
Yeah, so we didn't know what we were doing.
No idea.
And so it was awesome to see all these other athletes from other states that had children with disabilities.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow. And then even.
And similar. I'd never come across anybody similar to Reese.
Yeah.
Until then, really, because there was, I knew of people, but Reese, I don't know, with him, he was sort of not quite at the scale as the others that I knew. Like his Yeah,
his mainstream school.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how did he feel meeting people? Did he love it?
Yeah. Oh, well, he's never met anyone he hasn't made friends with.
Okay, so.
He just gets along with everybody.
I can relate.
Yeah.
Tell us about his early years.
So he was born at 26 weeks and five days after I'd had a placental abruption.
And this is your first pregnancy?
My first pregnancy. I worked for an obstetrician and I had absolutely no idea that I was in labour.
Really?
Yeah, no idea. Had never, like, it. And yeah, I was reading, because I was reading the books.
Yeah.
I think it was reading Up the Duff at the time.
Yeah.
That was the one there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm a big book person, so I'm always reading books too far, and I made a pact with myself that I wasn't going to read ahead of where I was at.
Oh, how cute.
And where I was at when I was in labour didn't come in the book until about week 30, 32. And so I had no idea that what I was feeling wasn't actually anything normal. It was, I was in labour.
So was your placenta lying, I don't know, down the wrong way, and then that's why it abrupts?
No.
Sorry to doctors who are like, what is she saying? That's all wrong.
Oh, we don't know. And I have to apologise to you, because I've got a terrible memory and I just don't retain a lot of information.
Especially but, that time.
We believe that it may have occurred because I moved a filing cabinet at work a couple of days before. You know, those old medical files, they slide down the back and I had to get to it. And but I don't actually know the technical terms of what happened, but when I went into the hospital to get checked out finally, the doctor there told me that I was fully dilated, and everybody panicked because it was at a very small private hospital, Mitcham, and they had a heart attack.
Yeah, they can't deliver you.
And
so
it was middle of the night.
Ambulance lights and sirens? Or
no,
did
he was born there.
Right. Oh, wow.
It frightened the bejesus out of everybody. The Nets team arrived just as they wheeled me into theatre because he was also breach.
Right.
And they decided, as soon as they said breach, it was like the sides came up and they started running.
Yeah.
It's like you're on ER.
It was a little bit comical. And in walks my husband holding a pizza box.
So he's here for the long haul.
No, not quite.
And so for those of you outside of Australia, Nets is the neonatal intensive care ambulance for little babies.
Yeah. Mm. So they arrived just as they were cutting into me, pretty much. Wow. So we were really, really lucky. And then, off to the women's he went.
And so did you go to the women's?
I did, quite a few hours later.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
So ambulance as well?
Yes, ambulance.
Yes, you would have been still.
And just starting to come out of the
anaesthetic
and the speed humps. If anyone's been in an ambulance over speed humps after you've just had a caesarean section.
No. I have not.
Oh, I'll never, ever forget how awful that felt.
You should have kept your epidural in until you got there.
Well, they could have done a lot of things.
They could have. Women put up with.
Did you hold your tummy? Like, I think I remember being pregnant with speed humps, but.
You had to hold your tummy everything.
Holding my stomach over speed humps. Yeah.
There was somebody said put a pillow over it and really hold so anytime you need to cough or sneeze, but it didn't work for speed humps.
No. Well, you're sort of laying down as well and it doesn't stop it hurting.
That's one of my vivid memories.
I bet. And did you get to meet him or?
No. Oh, well, they did take me straight up, still laying on the ambulance trolley. They took me straight up to see him, which was good, but couldn't get too close to him, obviously, and he was unwell.
And were you just in shock or were you?
I think I must have been because, I spent my time between him leaving Mitcham and me leaving Mitcham. I spent my time ringing people and saying, oh, I've had a baby.
Yes.
You know, this is great. Oh, he's fine. He's fine because, you know, he's big.
Yeah.
He was a kilo, 1,026 grams. So, yes, that is big for a 26-weeker.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm ringing, you know, he's good. Yeah, he's fine. The Nets team said he's fantastic. He's great. He's gone straight away. They'll be looking after. He's in the
That's
best spot. I do remember my granny saying to me, now, Loretta, you do know that he's probably not going to survive.
Oh.
And I went, oh, no, he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I get it. Like, oldies to understand that. I was never insulted by what she said at all.
No, no, no. And she probably also wanted to make sure you knew it was serious.
And she was very kind about it. But, but I just remember thinking, no, he's fine. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Wow. But, well, I mean,
he really wasn't.
That's sort of nice that you felt like that for a few hours.
Yeah, that's right.
Before the reality.
Yeah, and most of the time I did feel, because I was so confident that he was in good hands, We did have a couple of calls where we were asked to go in and say goodbye for just in case.
Oh.
But it was always around them trying something new or taking him off medication or taking him off a machine or whatever. So it was never, I don't know, when I think back, I never felt confident that he was not going to be around.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's good.
So I don't know why that is. Probably my sunny disposition. I'm always looking on the bright side and things are going to be good.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah, and he was good.
Yeah.
So how long were you in the hospital with him? Like 4 days or something?
Actually, 7. I kicked up a big stink when they tried to kick me out because I ended up in the public section, and which was a – but that was a really horrific experience because I was in a room with 3 other women who had their babies with them.
Yeah. It's so cruel. Do not do it.
I had that when I had the twins. I just think, you've got to get the preference for the single room.
And these babies just screamed all night long.
Yes, it's cruel.
Which is hard enough when you've actually got your own baby in there.
Yep.
But when you don't, just, I get goosebumps thinking about
it. And they were really busy, as most hospitals are, short-staffed. I felt like I wasn't really checked in on enough either, considering my baby was upstairs.
Did they come and express you?
Not very often, no.
Really?
No, it was very, because I've also had another preemie. My third was preemie as well, but he was 32 weeks, so he was huge. So when I reflect back on the care difference. I got there compared to then, it was very, very different. And whether that could be the years there between, or it could just be that different hospitals experience different things, different staff shortages, whatever.
Yeah, but still.
But I do remember they were too busy to get me up and out of bed. And I was
too busy.
Yeah, it was the afternoon of the next day that I kicked up a big fuss and said, you need to get me out of here. I need to go and see my baby. Yes. I have not been up to see him.
Yes.
And they were not happy with me at all. And the nurse was, again, short staffed. You know, these things happen. But she was, she wasn't pleased. And I remember her yanking. It felt like she yanked my catheter out and made me feel really uncomfortable and unwell. And then she shuffled me across the hallway to the bathroom with nothing on.
You had no clothes on?
Nothing on.
The hallway as in exposed if someone walked past. Yeah, oh, my God. Yep, that's you're not
horrified.
Too short staff for that. That is cruel.
Absolutely horrified. But that's okay because she rushed me so much I threw up all over her.
Justice.
Yes.
Oh, that's justice. Rank. Oh,
it was just, it wasn't pleasant. But
it wasn't pleasant.
No. It wasn't pleasant.
That's one way of saying it.
These things happen and,
you remember.
I'm like, I do remember. I don't remember a lot of stuff.
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
Makes a good story too.
Gosh. And so when eventually you brought him home, had he had any brain scans or anything? Did they say he'd had a bleed or was there any
problems? All his scans had come up really well, which was really positive. He was only on the CPAP machine, when I say only on that for 10 weeks. So he was ventilated initially for a few days and then on the CPAP and then on the oxygen, came home with no oxygen, which is a really
big enormous
achievement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huge.
So really excited about that.
Yeah.
But everything was normal. Yeah. We had lots of normal tests and they weren't expecting anything. It was just, checkup after checkup after checkup.
It's getting big.
So he wasn't actually diagnosed until he was over 2.
Right.
And a friend of mine had actually pointed out to me gently that, he's not walking yet. Maybe you should perhaps, have a bit of a checkup.
Yeah, okay.
And that's when I did.
The maternal and child health hadn't.
Yeah, well, he was still doing lots of good things and it was all about, he wasn't
and
quite 2.
And
he
was micro-prem. Yes.
So there was a lot of, not really sure what's going on. But I remember when my daughter was born. So she was born when he was 18 months old.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
And
okay.
But I remember thinking there was something wrong with her because she was floppy. She was, I was like,
because he was tight.
And he was really stiff.
Yeah.
And I'd say, are you sure she's okay? Yes. And the nurse would be saying, yeah, she's fine. But she's really floppy and he's like hugging a tree.
Yeah.
Wow. And no one said anything at that point?
No. I think it was all just still wait and see. I think I was told at one point that sometimes they can't really diagnose anything until there is a little bit of walking or – yeah, so I don't really know, but we got the diagnosis and we're like, oh, That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Should have read more books. You were busy. Instead of reading spy novels, I should be reading about babies.
Yeah, but they don't have that stuff in the baby
books.
They
don't.
No.
They don't have that stuff.
Not even in the toddler books?
No.
I never read any, so I don't know.
No, they just have typical stuff. They don't.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm. No.
They really don't.
Right. Yeah. So did he have to have an MRI or can you remember any of that?
Yes, he would have.
Yeah.
I say he would have. I don't remember specifically.
Yeah.
We went got straight onto physio straight away. Yeah. She was fantastic.
Yeah. Who was your physio?
We had Penny.
Oh, okay.
From at the Anglis.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Loved her. Yeah. And then she moved and I was so sad.
Yes. She was gorgeous. Yeah. But then did you go out into the community at all or you were always at the Anglis? Surprised I didn't see you there.
Yeah, we were always at the Anglis for quite a while and then we went into it wasn't until school started that we moved out into a different private physios, I think.
Through
the funding that we got through school.
And did you do like kinder or childcare?
We went to childcare, went to kinder, never ever had any issues there at all. That we were really, really lucky and I'm really grateful at how great everybody was with him. They all seemed to have a very similar ethos to me, I guess, with, you know, it's life, just get on with it.
Yeah.
If he falls over, he'll pick himself up. And he did. He fell over a lot. I remember being at the shops many times and people getting cranky with me because he'd fall over and I'd stand over him tapping my foot going, come on, up you get. And I remember an old lady telling me off once, pick him up. Don't make him fall over, leave him on the ground. I'm like, well, you know, he's going to pick himself up for the rest of his life. So he might as well start. Yes. I'm not bending down there. It's a long way.
I'm pregnant. I've got another baby.
Yes, that's right.
Pretty much.
And so then you had to think about schools.
That was a lot of soul searching with schools and looking around at schools. Mm. And I think I visited 6 or 7 in our area.
Right.
Wow.
And had a good conversation with a friend of mine who was a school psychologist. So she told me some good things to look out for. Mm. And then when I went to the schools, it really was, the one we chose was the one that as soon as I walked in, they said, right, this is what we need to do to get things in place.
Right.
And we need to start this now.
Yeah.
Most of the other schools were, oh, we'll sort that out when you get here.
Oh, yeah.
And I had no idea what was supposed to happen. So I just went, oh, good, they know what's going on.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, been so pleased.
And you've been there ever since?
Been there still ever there. Since, yes. Well, yeah, my youngest is still
your last
there.
Year.
Yeah, my last year this year.
Wow. Yeah. Are they going to give you a plaque?
They should, shouldn't they? Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't begged me to stay, actually.
Can you have another baby?
Oh, dear.
So, we've been really, really thankful with how things have moved along, with all the support we've got throughout
the
school.
And so did he get lots of support in school?
Lots of support in school.
Yeah.
We did try and get some support before school started. I remember we're going to an assessment to try and get extra help for him, but he only had one thing wrong with him.
Oh, right.
So apparently to meet the criteria you needed more than one thing.
There's seven sections in the Victorian one. It's like, physical, intellectual, behaviour, self-care.
Yeah, they sat with him for hours. I can't remember. Trying to find something else wrong with him.
Yeah. Oh, hearing, deaf or blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they were thinking it could have been.
If you are deaf, you still have to qualify for some funding though, don't you?
Yeah, so there's those seven sections. And so, for Molly, because she was over the IQ, we could go for physical disability and we went for some self-care stuff as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So this was all before he started. And
so he couldn't get any funding.
We had no funding or assistance before school. Yeah.
Yeah. And then leading into school, what did that look like?
Well, it was physio appointments constantly. That's mainly all we did was fortnightly physio. He had Botox.
Yeah.
Lots of appointments at the children's.
Yeah. Did he have casting?
No, the casting didn't come till he was at school.
Yeah. Yep.
And the operations didn't come until he was about grade 4 or 5. Yes. I think he got had his first one.
Yeah.
So what operations did he have?
So he's had the calf lengthening and the here we go. This is going to test my memory.
The osteotomy. Did he have the?
Yes. Yep. No, he hasn't had the osteotomy. Mm. He was going to, but they didn't want to do that in the end. He had the hamstring lengthening. Yeah, just.
And
lots
how
of...
did he and you manage all that?
He just took it in his stride. It
really?
Was just, I remember the first time, the first operation, so he's had a couple of them. The first one, the way he came out of the anaesthetic freaked me out.
Yes.
He was in a lot of pain.
Yes,
that was just horrible to watch.
Yep.
Yep.
No. But that first operation was also the coincided with him getting an iPad.
Yes.
So it was
a great combination.
Yes. So as soon as he was, his pain was under control, he didn't look up.
Yeah. That is a good time to get an iPad.
Yeah, a really good time.
Yeah. So he had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
But, however, going back to school in a wheelchair and with his legs having to be stuck out straight, they did have to ban other children from assisting him.
Oh, Lordy, I can imagine.
He was very encouraging in, just push me down that hill over there.
Yeah.
He's a go-getter.
You end up back in hospital.
He's a big go-getter.
Oh, he is a go-getter. Yeah. He's never, ever stopped running. From the time, it took him a long time to walk, but from the time he walked, he didn't stop running. I don't know, Mandy, if you've been to the Gait Labs.
Yep.
Remember the Gait Labs?
Yep.
Reese's first Gait Lab, they couldn't actually accept his assessment.
His video was running
because he ran the whole time.
What did they say to him? Massive room.
Can you walk?
You walk from one spot to the other.
Yeah.
And can you walk? We need to see how your walking is because they're looking for heel and toe.
Yeah.
And he would just run. Okay, that's great running, Reese. Can you please try it again? Now just walking. And he'd run.
Yeah.
Oh, how cute.
And he just didn't stop. And I think looking back, that's more from him trying to stop himself from falling.
Yes.
So he would just get this gallop up.
Yeah.
And that would hold him upright a little bit more.
Molly was the same and she ran everywhere as well. And they said to me, it's easier for children to run than walk sometimes when they're on their toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, that makes complete sense because I'm just constantly worrying about her falling.
Yeah.
And I just wish she would just walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe safer running.
I think it was safer.
And we'd hear this, pitter patter of feet, him running,
bang,
and then bang.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah. I'm okay.
Oh, so
lots
many
of
falls.
I'm okays. Yeah.
Yeah.
When
did you start? I just love this about your family. You're a scouting family.
Yes.
Can you tell us all about that? Like, were you a scout? Was your husband?
God, no, that's dorky.
When did you put him into it? Because it's pretty physical.
Yeah. Well, my husband went through Scouts and Rovers, so they kick him out at 26. So he's a super scout. And,
right.
He's a super scout.
And then when Reese was five, I think we joined up the local scout group in Joey's.
Yeah.
And they start them at that age, and they teach them some pretty good skills. And there's lots of physical stuff around it, lots of walking, there's bike riding, there's hikes, there's all sorts. Not so much Joey age, but as you move on from cubs and into scouts.
Yeah.
Scouts is very, very physical.
Yeah.
And my husband actually joined as a scout leader by that time, by the time Reese got there.
So he could help.
Just because he's a super scout.
Has to go into the phone box, put his super scout uniform on, run into scouts.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And I would say, just keep an eye on Reese because, he does fall over.
Because you're here for him.
Yes. Yeah.
And he'd be like, scout. Oh, no, I haven't even seen him. Oh, where he is.
Of course.
But I do remember he did ring me one time. They'd been on a scout bike ride.
Yeah.
Reese was never great at riding a bike. He had to have bike riding lessons through the children's, which were fantastic, and he learned how to ride a bike through that way. But stopping wasn't his forte. And my husband did ring me one time and say, I think you're going to have to come and get Reese. We've used up all of our first aid equipment on him. We've got no more Band-Aids left. And he's had another big fall off his bike.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh. And he didn't bother him?
No, just get back up.
He just stands up.
Get going.
I've seen him fall so many times. He just gets back up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he still must hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how there's any skin left on his knees and elbows.
Yeah.
But
he just gets up.
He bounces up. Yeah.
Yeah. The biggest fall we ever saw. I think Mandy, you would have seen it too at Sydney.
Yeah.
In the 100 meters.
Well, I think I saw it on. I've seen it on video. I wasn't there.
Oh, did you see it on video with Sue laughing?
Yeah, probably.
Me hitting Sue, going, "Keep videoing, keep videoing." And then she was like, "I can't video. He's not getting up."
Oh,
but
no.
He had a big crash in the 100 meters.
Oh, in the final.
Yeah, in the final. Oh. And took a long time to get back up.
Right.
And when he did get back up, and he just kept going and crossed the line to lots of applause, which he loves. He loves a bit of applause.
Yes.
Well,
he's a bit of a ham.
Yes. He likes a bit of a hand clap,
particularly in the 800 metres. He gets plenty of time to do fist pumps and bows. Yeah, I don't even know where we were going with all that.
Falling and scouts.
Because some families are nervous to put their kids with a physical disability into such a physical
program.
Yeah, well, so I think it's different. Reese is a little bit different because he is such a go-getter. Yeah. There are a lot of kids that really aren't, but they're not all always ones with physical disabilities.
Yeah, no.
There's
right.
a lot of very nervous, fully able, capable kids that you know, have problems with that. So, but scouting, I think they're really, really good at making allowances, particularly if they know. And they might seem, some of the leaders might seem a little bit laid back.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't even notice that or whatever. You know, it's not that they're laid back. It's that the whole idea about scouts is to learn independence and teach independence so that these kids are going to go on to be able to do stuff. And Reese can. I could send him out tomorrow on a weekend camp and he would be fully sufficient.
Yeah, right.
He
would see probably with a big backpack. And
done the hikes where one time he went on his first big scout hike and apparently got off the bus, put his backpack on. I think it weighed about 16 kilos or something. Took two steps and fell flat on his face.
Oh, God.
And two of the big boys that were in the group with him just stood next to him and just picked him up, stood him up and just pushed him on his way and off he went. And that was he said that was the only fall he'd had the whole weekend.
Yeah.
So I think
Is he tall?
Yeah, relatively tall now, yeah.
Mm. And thin?
Thin, yeah, thin, very thin and bony and awkward and my little giraffe.
Yeah. I was thinking about the 16-kilo backpack.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And then you had two more children. So how old were...
Yeah, three more,
Yeah, well, after your daughter. Yeah.
Yep, so...
How many years gap did you have or...?
Yeah, so 18 months between Reese and Amy and then 3 years later I had Finn.
Yep.
And then 2 years later I've had Ash.
Yeah.
Mm. So Ash is grade six now and the others are all at high school and loving life.
Yeah. So it would have been flat out when they were all in primary school and kinder and all that stuff.
It's a very, very busy life.
Whether
you've got
four?
One kid or four, it's a busy life. Yeah. I always wanted six.
Six?
Got to three and went, that's enough.
And then bonus.
And then, well, with my third, they actually did tell me that because I had
a placenta.
He was prem and I had placenta previa.
Right.
They did tell me I would probably need a hysterectomy at the same time he was born, but it didn't happen.
Right.
Which was fine, but then I didn't think to do anything else about it, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
Ash is lovely.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Oh, well, you know, we're all human.
Beautiful.
And with the second prem, did you have all flashbacks from the first time or was it just different? No.
I think also because I'd had Amy and she was normal pregnancy. Yeah. Everything, right. Everything was so smooth with her.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think I just went put it down as... Shit happens.
Were you nervous with Amy though? Did you think it was going to happen?
Yeah. It wasn't until the day before I had her that I actually realised how nervous I was.
Yeah.
Because, I was 38 weeks by that stage.
Yeah.
And I sort of all of a sudden just thought,
shit.
Oh.
Yeah. I've
everything's okay now.
Yeah, yes.
And it was just like a big weight had lifted. Yes. So, I wasn't worried. But with Finn, I had the placenta previa. So, when they told me about that, I actually didn't even think much of it either because I think I was past the stage that Reese was born when they found that.
Right.
So my attitude was, he can come anytime. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. You've already done 26 weeks.
Yeah. Mm. So it just felt easy, I guess.
And how big was he?
He was 5'5".
Right, okay.
Yeah. So whatever that is, I can never remember. I always go through my kids.
Oh, yeah, I don't know
two
either.
2 pound 2, 6 pound 6, 5'5", and 7'7".
Ah.
So then I was like, that's really cool, so I don't need to convert that.
Yeah,
kilos.
No, you don't. I'll
remember that.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. That's
busy
a lot of
woman.
Yeah, busy.
Yeah, it was a crazy busy few years. Yeah.
It is. And you're tired anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, even now, I'm like, I don't think we're ever not going to be tired.
No.
That ship sailed.
Yes, always that's tired. Right. Yeah. And then we got up the other morning at 4 a.m. to watch one of the kids' friends who was in Team Vic run in the Commonwealth Games.
Yep, that was really exciting.
That was so exciting.
Did you stay awake? After that?
Yeah, I just my alarm went off at 4-ish something, and then I dozed. Then I watched some girls races that Millie knows, and so it was just so exciting.
Yeah, it was really cool to watch.
It really was. Yeah.
Just can't believe that, you know, someone we know got to go and race the Commonwealth Games.
So,
and,
he went through the same time as all our kids.
Yeah.
And he has a limb difference, Anthony Jordan.
Yeah, but our kids are quite good friends with him still.
Yes.
Which is lovely.
So exciting. Super proud.
Oh, yeah. We were all setting alarms. It feels
like
house.
I feel like I'm his mum.
Yeah.
I'm so proud. This is so cool.
So proud of him. Oh, because we saw them all together as little kids, you know?
Yeah, and they got up to a lot of mischief then.
They did. You've got beautiful photos of all the boys.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes. Yeah, we've got a good photo from the last, event that Reese went to, athletics event, was Sydney last year. So I've got a good photo of all the kids that they'd grown up with.
Yeah.
And all of them with medals except for Reese.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was rough.
Oh,
yep.
He didn't care. He got to cheer as he ran the 800 metres.
Yeah, he did.
Does he still run?
No, he's given that up now. I think really Sydney last year brought forward to him that there isn't anywhere else or any further he can go with that. So. Yeah. He because of the scale of he's a T35, and because of the scale of his cerebral palsy, it puts him on the lower end of a T35.
Right.
Whereas the upper end is where all the accolades go. Really, that's where they're winning the races. So he realised that's he still loves the throwing, the shot put.
Yeah.
But he's decided to, you know, go into a different avenue, and he's now doing wheelchair basketball.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Which he absolutely loves.
Oh.
Wow.
He feels like he's found his thing because he's got, you know, teammates. So he had his teammates at athletics, but it's a different sort of
it's
very individual
team every week. Yeah.
Where he's got his teammates and he really loves basketball. He's been a bit disappointed lately because it's been on a bit of a hiatus.
Right.
But he will get back into that as soon as he can. He's been given approval for his sports chair, so we're waiting for that to come as well, and then it's all guns blazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was so thrilled for him when he found that.
Yeah. He really does love it.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's in year 12.
He's in year 12 and he's doing okay.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah,
he's coming to the pointy end.
Yeah, he's only got a few weeks to go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they finish in September or something.
Yeah, I think they've got 2 weeks after the September holidays and then,
and then it's all on, baby.
How has he managed high school and...
He's done well.
Turning into a teenager and all those things.
Yeah, I'm starting to like him.
Yes.
As he gets older, I think, you're going to be a good adult.
Yes.
It's a good, isn't it amazing?
He's always been a good kid.
Yeah.
He's going to be a good adult. Yeah. He's fun to talk to. Yes. He's
so
funny.
He's funny.
He's doing really well at school. Always has been really thankful with the support we've had from school in what they can offer him to help him out. He was excited recently. He got a 90% for his English SAC.
Wow.
And he was mostly excited because it's the first one he actually managed to finish in the time given.
Right.
Yeah, that's
so
huge.
So that was massive. Yes. And it's made up for a few of the others that he couldn't quite finish in time, which is really good.
Yeah.
Tricky. Does he want to study next year or does
he does?
What
he does. I won't let on what he wants.
No. You can't. You put the ball on it.
He doesn't like to talk too much about it.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
But he's
I've been there.
He's decided on a direction and I'm really excited by it. And I think a lot of people would be really excited by it.
Oh, awesome.
It's just really his thing.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. So great. It is exciting.
Can you also tell us a little bit about when he was applying for jobs?
Yes.
Because we've talked a bit about this together. And then when we did the Coles episode and, because as a teenager he wanted a casual job.
He wanted to work.
What was that like?
It was horrific, really. Mm. It was real. You know, we went from being supported in every avenue to him not being able to get a job. Mm. And when we looked at applying initially, we decided on supermarkets because we thought that would fit in perfectly with him. There'd be less spills, which would mean less
accidents.
Chance of slipping and falling over or whatever. Because you think of a clumsy kid. That's what a kid with cerebral palsy is. They're not clumsy. They don't do it on purpose, but it is like having a clumsy kid. So with lots of applications, got no answers, not an interview, not a thanks but no thanks.
So did you put on the application that he had cerebral palsy?
Yeah, or? I think you have to.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's important to. And I also know that they have inclusion targets that they'd like
they
to
do.
Meet.
Yes.
And I thought that would be a good get.
Yes.
But no, apparently not.
No.
Their inclusion targets possibly don't include kids that are at risk perhaps of slipping.
Yes.
Right.
Which is also understandable, but can you tell us?
Yes.
Yeah, also can you make it so that there are places that they can work?
Yes.
Well, that's right.
You know.
So after 12 months of that,
we
tried fast food.
Mm-hmm.
And he was accepted and interviewed within a week of applying for a fast food place, which was fabulous. The first day he worked, he fell over. The second, I think his second shift, he hit his head after falling over, and then my mate was really nervous. But then they moved him into cash register, which was great.
There's always
you can
a way.
Make it work.
Yes,
yep, they made it work. But the problem with being there was there's not as many shifts available.
No.
Yeah, then he was only working one shift a week.
Yeah,
1 3-hour shift a week.
Not enough money.
No,
it's
not enough momentum.
You sort of feel like you belong.
Yeah. And then a week goes by, then you might be sick. Then it's 2 weeks.
And you're not working with the same people.
Still, he loved it. He loved working. He loved doing it. I think we were getting more frustrated with the lack of hours he was getting than he was, but then he started to get really frustrated because he'd been asking and never ever had any bad feedback from managers. Always the feedback was always amazing. You know, you great job. You know, here's a badge or they earn stuff or whatever they're doing. So that was all great, but wasn't getting any more shifts. So he started applying elsewhere, and he's now working. He has another job. He was working in another food outlet. So. Which he's really loved, and he's been getting more work that. And now he's just been accepted into another job helping out with events.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So that is exciting, and, you know, they're going to pay him a nice amount of money.
Yes. Right.
He's quite excited about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But he's always been cruisy. But he's trying to save money. He wants to buy a car.
Of course he wants to buy a car. Does he want to buy a car?
He wants to buy a car.
He's at that age.
He can't buy a car on 3 hours a week.
No.
What's that been like getting his learners?
Oh, there's another process.
Yes.
Talk about COVID ruining stuff.
Yeah.
So his learners was cancelled, I think, 2 days before he was due to sit it due to COVID lockdowns. So then he took another 6 months before he could sit his learners, or 8 months or something.
Mm.
Then we had to go through a process because they needed to find out how much his physical disability would affect his driving. Mm. So then we've got to go through an OT in Vic Roads to try and establish if he needs modifications for his vehicle. So we got all that going. He had one lesson, then lockdowns. And then he got started again with lessons this year.
Yep.
And we've been lucky enough to have had some funding from NDIS to help with the lessons.
Yeah, great.
Which is fantastic. And it turns out he doesn't need modifications.
Oh.
So that makes life quite a bit easier.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
And he's up to 60 hours or something. So we're on track.
Oh. Awesome, Loretta.
So now the rush is for the car, which is why we need to do some more working.
Yes, of course.
So, really exciting.
Oh, it is exciting. The ultimate independence.
And a little bit scary.
Yes, it's scary.
I don't know if I want him to.
No, it's terrifying, but great.
Yes.
When they drive off for that first time, you're like, oh, you know, because they've always had someone in the car up until that moment.
Yes.
And then you're like, please remember to indicate before you change lanes.
Can I go on your phone?
But in Victoria, and I'm not sure around the rest of Australia, but our kids have to have 120 hours.
Yep.
And if you do the 120, which you should, you feel a little bit more confident. You really see it. I found it change at 20 hours and then about 80, about 100. Like I saw differences
confidences.
In them. So, I really back it. I'm really looking forward to doing 240 with the boys who are 17 but still haven't got their health.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you can get it. You can get a thingo for twins. It's not as many hours.
I don't think I will. I think I want them.
Oh, you want
them
to do it? Yeah.
It's hard work trying to get it in because
I've got
Amy with her learners as well,
yes.
And she wants to drive. No, we've got to get Reese through it first.
It's hard.
Yeah.
We had the easiest was with scholarship because her school was like 25 minutes away.
Yeah.
So she'd drive to school and then she'd drive
Perfect.
Home. So she just
That's
racked
done
up those
easily.
Hours. But
yeah.
The rest of them, three minutes from school.
Yeah, when you live close to everything, it's useless.
Useless.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm just like, sitting in that passenger seat just trying.
I get a little bit freaked out occasionally.
You've seen all the memes where it's like driving with my 16-year-old, them nearly running into the back of a semi-trailer and going,
me to
chill,
mum.
I've got a story about a friend of mine whose daughter was quite a way away from a light change and it turned amber and she put her foot down.
To go.
And the mum went,
no. And she's like, YOLO, Mum. And Mum's like, no YOLO.
I don't want it to be the end of living once right now.
They just have their own brain.
Audacity of them.
Like, I don't know how many times I go, if you're not going to listen to me, I don't have to take you.
No.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
When I was teaching.
If I'm saying stop, you need to
stop. When I was teaching scholarship, she wouldn't break.
Yes.
I was like, what are you? I don't like the feeling of breaking. Oh, you can't. Get used to it, girlfriend, because we're going to die.
Oh, my like, God. I don't...
What a thing to say that. I don't like the feeling.
Oh, no, honestly.
Well, I'm sorry.
The things.
Oh, my God.
Or, you know, blind spots. I'm checking the blind spot constantly.
Yeah. Yes.
Just
check it.
Can you turn your head?
Oh.
Don't just use your mirror.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
It's
so stressful. I feel it is one of the most stressful
pick
things.
Pick a lane. I feel like I'm talking to some of the other idiots on the road.
I was such a Karen. This guy pulled up next to us and gave us a dirty look. I just pulled the L off and went like this.
Shoved it up to the window.
Yeah, I thought, don't even start.
No. The L's are great. That's what they're there for. Right. You don't get impatient.
Like, listen, people are really patient. Learners. We all have to learn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway. I find people are really patient.
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah.
That changes once they get that P.
They do. Everyone hates them then.
No one even goes, oh, it's a P plater. They're still learning.
They should.
Make lots of money to buy his own car. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
If he doesn't break any more phones.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm not buying any more phones.
Yep, so fair
he
enough.
Buys the phones.
Yeah.
Has he dropped them or falls on them?
He needs a tough case, but according to my children, baggy.
They're not okay.
You cannot have a tough case. So you better have a broken phone. Yes.
Okay. All right.
This is insane.
Yeah. They don't even like to put cases on their
phones. No.
But they just slip out of your hand. They're slippery little suckers. What would I know?
Yeah.
What would I know?
That's all I have to say.
I've never had a broken phone. Why would I know any different?
Yeah.
My favourite time was when Reese's knee got stuck in the bars at Albert Park.
What do you mean?
He just decided to put his knee through the bars at of the fence. And then his knee was stuck. And then we were like, of course it is.
We need something. And Mandy goes, I've got sunscreen.
So we're
rubbing sunscreen on his knee to try and get it out of the bars.
Oil him up.
Slip that knee out.
then it was a bit sore for his race.
Yeah, it really was. Surprise.
I'll just
never forget that day.
Teenage boys are the best. Little boys. They're just so funny. What made you do that? Why? I don't know.
What about the time he put the coin in his car?
Yes.
Oh, no. That's it. It's in there.
I got a text message. Mum, I've got a coin in my car. I said, what do you mean you've got a coin in your cast? So this is after one of his regular. I think it might have been after an operation. He had a cast on. And he said, one of the kids dared me at school, so I put a coin down there. But now it's annoying me.
Oh.
Really?
Oh. So there was
what
a trip.
Did you do?
We had to go into the children's.
What did the medical team say?
Well, there's a lot of shaking of the head.
Yes, I bet. And I wasn't there. He did this on his own.
I can picture it all.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. And then because they had to talk to the medical team about whether they could actually take the cast off. So, in the end, many hours later, that interrupted my Friday night.
Yes.
I had plans.
Of course you did.
Yes. And, finally they broke open the cast, got the coin out, and did the cast back up. By the time they got the coin out, he had a nice imprint of coin on his leg, on his shin.
Yeah. So he really shoved it down.
No, I think it loosened. He dropped it.
Yes.
Didn't just place it down and held it, dropped it down.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Just stupid kids.
Seriously. Yeah. Have you managed to work? What's that been like for you?
Well, we run our own business, so I've worked as a bookkeeper for that.
Mm. Yep.
I did a bookkeeping course when the kids were young.
Yeah.
So I do that, but that's settled. We've got less staff at the moment, which is great. We've downsized a little bit, which is much more pleasant. But I work casually as an event support. I also, up until a few weeks ago, I was a COVID concierge working for COVID clinics, which I really enjoyed. I have started another course this week.
Right.
I'm always doing something.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah, so I'll do some admin work.
Yep. in the future, I think, as well as the bookkeeping for our business.
Mm.
I've also done a lot of volunteering at school.
You have?
Spent a lot of time up at school. And I really love it.
Yeah.
I love the people I work with up there. It's so good.
Yeah.
But the COVID lockdowns really made me realise that I didn't want to sit in an office on my own anymore.
No.
I wanted to be
working
with people.
For yourself.
Those lockdowns, all I saw were the same faces every night.
I know, and you gave birth to half of them.
Yeah.
Like, and I need a different face.
Yes.
Yep. So really, so pushing on as the kids are getting older and
That's right.
Thinking, this is exciting. I don't have to be there all the time.
Brad, who are you as Loretta?
I get to be me.
Yes.
And it just sort exciting. Of happens little bit by little bit. Yeah. And I'd never thought it when the kids were little. I wasn't like, oh, this is my life.
Yeah.
But then as it moves on, because you love it when you're doing it, and then you're like, oh, I could do something else.
Yeah.
And I've really gotten into walking. I love walking.
Yes. Yeah. You took that up in the lockdowns, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I did a lot of lockdown walking.
Even I did lockdown.
My 1 hour of exercise often was more than three times a day.
Listen, Dan, we did everything you asked, but if you think we're leaving the house for 1 hour a day when we're going stir crazy, I did morning, then I'd do lunchtime, and then I'd do evening because I just had to escape those precious, precious twins who did not like
and
studying at home.
Home
that was, learning.
We're not even going there. We still got
trauma from it.
Not pleasant.
So did you walk by yourself or did you walk with
often,
a friend?
Often on my own. Yeah. I'm happy on my own. I stick my plugs in and listen to a book while I'm walking.
Yes.
Yeah. Do a lot of book listening these days or podcasts.
Yeah.
It's just the best.
I just love it, being on my own and listening.
I think when you have a large amount of children, or maybe even one, being on your own is really precious.
Mm. Yeah. I love walking with my friends as well.
Let's not
go wrong there.
On my own,
I'm happy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love being on my own.
Yep. And at night time, I like going at 9 o'clock at night.
Really? Yeah, I'm a chicken licking. I'm not doing that.
Some nights were, a bit dreary and worrying, but most nights the moon's out, it's beautiful. No, I'm on my own.
Yep.
Yeah, I only plug one ear in because I like to be able to hear what else is going
on.
Yep. And I remember one time being freaked out because there was a man that seemed to drive really slowly past me and then parked a little way ahead and I had to walk past and I was feeling really nervous. Yes. So I actually rang a friend while I'm walking.
Yes.
And said, I'm just talking to you because, this looked a bit suspicious.
Yes.
And I walked past and he's gouging into some Big Macs.
He's like,
he's eating his Macca's before he gets home.
I don't want my wife to know that I'm having Macca's. Just a salad for me tonight, darling.
Oh, how funny. Oh, he was more so than funny. Happy.
He didn't even look at me. He didn't know I was there.
Well, we could talk to you forever because there's so many things to learn. But have we missed anything that you want to tell the peas about what it's like mothering in your family and what we can learn from you?
Well, I guess the main thing is for me, being a mum and particularly with Reese, is you don't dwell on the shit. Stuff happens and we need to deal with that and move on to the next thing. Mm. And I think that seems to be what Reese is like as well.
He
falls over, picks himself up, dusts himself off and off he goes.
Yes.
He only stops for any length of time if he's bleeding.
Yes.
Yep.
But it's just
you've taught him that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I've taught him that. That's just part of him.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
You both learn along the way.
You get up and you keep moving.
Yeah.
One foot in front of the other. We say it, don't we? Just one foot in front of the other. Yeah. It just helps. Everything helps.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you for being
noise and nonsense.
A lovely friend to me, the laughs we have had. And, I'm just grateful to have you in my life. So thank you, Loretta. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Oh, that was lovely, Mandy.
Yes, Loretta, she's awesome.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
She's just exuberant and light.
Yeah, and we were just telling her she needs to listen to Kurt's episode with his mum.
Yes, a lot of similarities.
Yeah, I just thought that's an episode for her too. Yeah. But, gorgeous Reese. It's been just lovely to see all these kids grow up together.
Yeah.
And for my girls to have friends with physical disabilities and they just laugh and joke together amongst themselves about all your CP this and your arm that and you're not really a that. And, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's banter. We all need banter. We all need banter. It bonds us together, especially as teenagers.
I love it. I'm so grateful for all those guys.
Awesome.
So excellent. What about,
What made you cry?
Yep. Well, I cried watching the Neighbours finale.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Oh, you would love it.
Was it amazing?
It was amazing.
Did Kylie Minogue not speak?
She did not speak.
Why?
She said five words. She said, home sweet home, Jane and Harold.
Why?
I reckon it must, I don't know, it must have been about money or something.
Surely not, if she's coming all the way. I mean, I know she lives in Melbourne.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
It was really bizarre.
Did Jason say more?
Yeah, he said more. He said way more.
Okay.
But she looked like, I don't know what that was about. That okay. was the most bizarre
yeah,
part.
Yeah, because that's all I've heard is
yeah,
Kylie
she didn't,
hardly spoke.
She just kind of.
Charlene, I should say.
Yeah, she just kind of had like her mouth shut weirdly. I just cried with the nostalgia and bringing back past people. And, you know, we were right in it.
Oh, like, yeah.
80s, 90s
oh, yeah.
children.
Gosh,
we can remember
we were.
The whole thing.
Yep.
All of them, the Robinsons, the Ramseys, all
yeah,
of it,
yeah,
right? So, yeah.
yeah,
I wasn't howling, but I was just
well,
it's right. It was really touching.
It's getting old.
Yeah.
You know, we're old. The shows that we grew up with, they started with us and now they're finishing.
Yeah,
so
it was
it's a
very
big deal.
Touching.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Guy Pearce was incredible.
Oh, isn't he a
like,
great actor?
He was the opposite of Kylie Minogue. Like, he was just gave all him of himself, his time. He did a beautiful job. It was great. Yeah, it was awesome to watch. I loved
it. It'll be on 10 Catch Up for everyone.
Yeah, So if anyone else and
Let us know your neighbours' thoughts.
You know, because we're in Melbourne and obviously Ramsay Street is in Melbourne, so
yes.
we've done many a drive by Pinot Court. So yeah, it was
they just
gorgeous.
Go back to being regular houses now. I suppose for a couple of years it'll still be a bit of notoriety.
Surely.
But there used to be you'd see a busload of tourists going down there.
Of course.
I don't think it's like that anymore.
It's pretty dated, like when you look at it on
the
show.
Oh, yeah. And they can finally change the front of their houses.
But even I was watching it and the girls were watching it with me and they're like, wow, this is a great show.
Like, too late.
Listen, we have not watched this for 20 years, but yeah. So I'm like, a whole lot of stuff's happened. But anyway, oh, Mike and Jane was beautiful.
Oh.
Oh.
Because Scott and Charlene, I think they got married when I was in year seven.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Because I would have been late primary school.
Yeah,
I remember it.
Yeah. That church in Doncaster, which isn't too far away from
was
here.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah, a little stone church.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Big deal.
Yeah, because we were living in our first house. I remember watching on the little TV in the kitchen. And
absolute curses. It was Friday night.
Oh.
So I couldn't watch it because it was Sabbath. I just had to look at TV.
My family.
Week.
Woo! Crank it up. How funny. And the other thing I had a little cry was watching the T37 and 38 women's 100 metres in the Commonwealth Games and just watching all these girls with cerebral palsy running.
Yeah.
And the winner, Olivia Breen was her name from Wales, and she ran over to her family and it was just like a huge pea group, right?
Can imagine.
And they're just hugging her and I just thought, oh, her story, her mum.
Everything.
Oh, I was just howling.
Yeah,
it was 4:45 a.m. and Mandy's just... got tears
beautiful.
Dripping down her face. It was so special. Yeah, and that's special about the Commonwealth Games because it's just the paras are immersed in it.
Yes,
so it's not
separate.
It's not separate.
It shouldn't be separate.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not commenting whether it should or shouldn't be.
No, I understand why it is.
I understand,
because it's bigger in the Paralympics.
Yes,
but anyway, I love that race. Oh.
Awesome. So I cried. I haven't had that many cries this week, but my baby's turned 17.
Yes.
So, and it was just like a happy, you know, how have they, you know, it's just incredible that Buzz and Woody are 17.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I know.
I can't believe it. I still can't believe they got here. So the fact that they're 17 and they're so cheeky.
Yes.
I can't even tell you how cheeky they are at the moment.
Yes.
So, and they just, I don't know, lots of hugs, and we still have Cocoa Pops and Fruit Loops for breakfast.
Yeah,
we have
cute.
A Freddo ice cream cake.
Yeah, great.
None of that's changing. They're such low maintenance.
Yeah, oh, they sound it.
You know, I'm saying that because I have other children.
Yes, that's
just,
right.
I don't care. What do you want? Yeah. I don't care. Like,
yes,
it's just
easy.
Do you want? And they, Buzz said to me, well, we don't really need anything.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just not, which is bloody refreshing.
Yes.
Anyway, but they, you know, they're into cool clothes now.
Yes,
so they've
great.
Got a couple of cool clothes. And then, number one daughter took them to like the cool shops where she was like, I felt out of my depth. You know, like Culture Kings and stuff.
Yeah, cute.
She's like, there's a DJ in there.
Oh, wow.
They were trying on rings and jackets and, you know, sending me photos because the jackets are like $300.
Oh.
So, yeah, they had a nice time. the kids, the other kids spoilt them. And great. Yeah, you know, it's our first year of not all being in the one house. And I hope it was fine. Yeah. But yeah, so good that was my cry. Yes.
Yeah, it's a huge moment, actually.
It was, yeah. And what made a difference in your life?
I finished Virgin River season 4 and just my friend sent me a recap.
This is a Netflix show for those of you who have your heads buried in the
Virgin
sand.
River. I mean, it's ridiculous, but the scenery is beautiful.
Oh, it is. I've only seen the first season, so.
Oh, well, look, season 3 was terrible, but it's because it was in lockdown, so I gave them some grace.
Right.
And I thought, okay, maybe season 4 will be better.
And was it?
Well, the scenery,
the scenery is beautiful.
I just enjoyed watching the beautiful scenery. There's ridiculous storylines. There is a character called Charmaine who's pregnant with twins. He's been pregnant for like 3 seasons.
Right. And so that's the longest twin pregnancy ever.
Yeah, so I put a photo in my book club Facebook group yesterday of me 31 weeks pregnant. Yeah. I said, this is what people look like pregnant with twins.
Looks beautiful.
Immaculate. It's the silliest show. Anyway, it was fun to finish it.
Is that it? Or there's going to be a season 5?
Oh, there's season 5. They're filming it now.
Okay, all right.
I mean, it's just so many random storylines you wouldn't believe. But anyway, beautiful scenery.
Beautiful scenery. You could just watch a David Attenborough. Yeah.
And I'm reading Untamed by Glennon Doyle. And
it's really,
I'm reading it. It's awesome.
Apparently it is really good. Yeah. You and I are the last people in the world.
I know. So I will just tell you that sometimes I just get a little bit annoyed by her.
No, you're allowed to, Mandy. This is a safe place.
Yeah, well, sometimes I just think, you know, when she talks about her hard things, I think, are they?
I know.
But anyway, I'm reading it and I can't put it down and there's something to learn off every single page.
All right. Yeah. Maybe I'll read it.
Oh, yeah. It's the book for you.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So I'll lend it to you.
Thanks. I'm not buying it.
Yeah. No, I thought, well, I'm back reading and I like to keep up with popular culture.
Yeah, that's right. So 3 or 4 years too late.
Yeah, that's all right. It doesn't matter. I think it was last year.
Was it last year?
Oh,
is that all?
Yeah, I think so.
I remember everyone being obsessed.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. You're going to love it.
Of course it is good. Yeah. I mean, she's amazing.
Yeah,
but
she is. But there was just times where I was like.
Mandy and I had a lot of absolute joy during lockdown and shit happening in our lives. And I've had a tough year of going, we can do hard things.
Okay,
and we knew
a little
we were
bit
being
of mocking,
silly.
Right?
We knew.
Yes.
And we were not mocking her, but we were like,
we can do hard things.
We can do hard things.
Yeah, but
I'm not allowed to leave my house, but we can do hard
things. I think I will just say that when you've got a child with a physical disability and an intellectual disability, there is sometimes this part of me that's like,
Can you do hard things?
Can you do hard things?
Oh, definitely.
So there's different hard things that people do.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not saying yours is any.
No, but what I'm reflecting on myself is that sometimes I'm harsh about that.
Yes, I know.
And so I'm trying to.
Be gentler.
To be more. Yeah, that's right.
Still, as the years go on.
Yeah, it's a great joke. I'll tell you by the end if she really can do hard things or not.
Well, my difference, our scholarship came home, so she had 5 weeks in Europe. We had a big family dinner here. She wanted to take away Indian because she'd eaten a lot of pasta in Europe or Italy or wherever she'd been and supermarket meals in London and whatever. So we got takeaway Indian from the Indian shop near us. Whole family, her dad, everyone was here. And so I collect these Kath Kidston mugs.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of them, but they're all the same size.
Yes.
And I've had them for about
a long time.
Long time, before I lived in this house. Yeah. So maybe 15, 16 years. I think the boys were tiny. And you can get them online, but the postage.
Oh, it's ludicrous.
I can't. Like $40 for an $8 whatever. So I can't do it. Anyway, she brought me 2 back.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
One of them has peas on it.
Oh, so, cute. Yeah,
very, very, very cute. So I have used them every day. And I'm like, look at you.
Gorgeous.
You do like me.
Yes,
so
of
that
course
was my
she
difference.
Does.
Yep. And what made you laugh?
A few things. We were watching the netball because Miss Eleven loves netball. Mm-hmm. And we were watching Australia versus, as she said, Barbados.
Never been to
Australia
Barbados.
Australia versus Barbados. And I was like, oh, no, it's Barbados. We laughed for ages about that.
Yeah, I know.
And then the other day we were driving home and we drove past Sexyland. Of course, everyone wants to joke about that.
Everyone.
Miss 11, you can't go in there until you are 18 because I must have said that to her.
Yeah.
So I said, no, you absolutely cannot. Then silence. And then Molly goes, I'm nearly 18. It just came from nowhere.
Oh, she's not. Now she's going to add that to the list.
Hoyts Rewards.
Sexyland. I'm going to get my Sexyland membership. Do they have a membership?
I don't know. But it was so silent. And then I'm nearly 18. And then the last one was Miss Eleven said, I have to watch a movie And it's about space and it's called Little Women. And I was like, what? And I said, what?
The Louisa May Alcott Little Women I know?
Little Women? Like four sisters? She goes, yep, there's three sisters and they help with space. And I was like,
three sisters?
I think you mean Hidden Figures. Oh! We all just got there.
What about Beth?
That's what I was thinking. I know Beth.
You still have to include her as a sister.
I was like, Little Women go to space. I mean, if anyone wants to make that,
yeah,
what a
thing, I don't know if I'll watch that crossover.
But later on, she goes, what's that movie called again? Hidden Fingers.
She's got a block.
Anyway, we've been watching it and it is an awesome movie. So Little Women, Hidden Fingers, whatever you want to call it.
Lost in translation.
Made us laugh a lot. Oh, what about you?
So I've had so many laughs and I can't talk about them.
I know. It's a shame.
Anyway, I've been crying laughing.
Yeah.
The boys are very, very, very funny at the moment. It's like something's been switched on.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other day, Buzz had a bit of a, like, they've been sick and then better and then sick and then better. Yeah. And apparently that's what's happening with this flus and whatever. Anyway, and he was just like lying on the floor and I can't do anything and blah, blah. And in the end, I said, I'm actually angry at you because you've been doing all these other things, but now you're telling me you can't, you know, and you know when you're being played.
Yes.
Anyway, and then I said, but I'm walking away. I'm not, there's no point yelling and engaging. Anyway, and so he stayed there for a while and then he came down to the kitchen where I was and he obviously knew that, you know, because we don't really ever not get along, the boys and I.
Yes.
And so he walked over to me and he said, look, lady. I think you need me to give you a hug. Oh. I don't really care about hugs, but you like them.
Oh,
and then
beautiful.
We both laughed and I was like, you want this hug?
Yes, of course he
does.
But
I was like, look, lady.
Look, lady.
So, yeah.
Oh, they're funny.
And that's the tip of the iceberg, friends. But I can never tell you the stories of the laughter in this house this week.
Oh, gee.
Anyway, but yes. Oh. So that's good. We got through birthdays and, we've done it.
And some firsts.
We've had lots of firsts.
Yeah.
It's been a year of firsts. Yes. And, turns out you can survive. What can you do, Mandy?
You can do hard things.
Again.
We can do hard things. Right?
We can.
Okay, maybe we could have a podcast to
maybe
say
we
that.
We could. I think that's what our podcast does. Look, Glennon, if you want to get us on.
Look, I'll
come on.
We've
got a couple of windows.
Yeah. Thursdays. Well, maybe between 9 and 10, something
maybe,
like that.
Yeah, look, you'll have to probably get up early because you live in America.
Oh, my gosh,
anyway,
so funny.
Thank you, please.
Come to our pea lunch.
Yes, we've got a pea lunch if you live in Melbourne.
10th of September.
Yes.
It's at the Fentry Gully Hotel.
Yes.
Go on to all our socials. It is there.
Yep, it is.
$15. Per head, which is super cheap to what they normally charge. Okay, so Jackie's
it's 11:30 till 2.
Yep, Jackie's doing a lovely job, including the piece. So,
and I'm number one daughter. Super sad she's going away that weekend. She wanted to come and meet you all,
bummer.
Anyway,
that's okay. We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll
whatever.
Be there with bells
however the wind
on.
Blows, right? Because anyone can be sick.
One
right?
of us could get COVID.
Yeah, that's right.
But the lunch will go on.
Yeah, the lunch will go on.
So bring your pea shoots. Bring your everyone's welcome. You don't even have to be a pea shoot.
No,
to come.
You don't. Exactly.
You can just be a podcast listener who wants to hang out with an awesome group of people.
Please come. I can't wait.
No,
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So
and it's next
book
month.
That
it's
in.
Soon. It's like a month away.
It's soon. So you can ring the hotel.
The Fentry Gully Hotel.
Yep. What's the phone number?
I will tell you. It's 9758-6544. That's if you live in Victoria.
Yep.
And or you can book ahead at the Fentry Gully Hotel.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be so fun.
And and book in because then she knows how much food to have. So, I think that'll be great. So we can't wait to see you. So that's a Melbourne event, right?
It is a Melbourne event. And we would do these other places, but we live in Melbourne and we don't have a lot of money.
No, sorry. And so we think there's probably not going to be any more live shows for the rest of this year. We did talk about that.
Yeah.
But I think it's
– the year's just catching up on us.
Yeah.
And, look, our lives are tricky.
Yeah.
You know that. You listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
but we will get to you. The show's good and we will get to you. But also when we're trying to book venues, everything that's been cancelled in the last 2 years – has rebooked.
Yeah.
And so
it's not for lack of trying. Kate's tried really hard.
It's just, and I've emailed people and they haven't emailed back. So just give us a little bit of space.
Some grace. Yeah. And we'll get to you when we get to you. I worked with a beautiful client yesterday from Perth, a P, and She said, I will be front row when you come. I was like, I wish.
We will be there. We will be there. Just And also, I think the whole of Australia, but Melbourne is just racked with colds and flu and COVID. And so I just can't see my way how it's going
to
happen.
It was tricky even going to Sydney when I was sick.
And Canberra. And we loved it.
Yes, we did. So just
give us a little bit of time and we'll be back, babies.
So this is a Melbourne event. Come to our lunch. Come and
take some photos with us.
Yes, it'll be really fun.
We'll have a great time. And give us some rates and reviews because it makes us happy.
Thank you.
And we will see you all on Monday.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.